The U.S. Supreme Court has denied President-elect Donald Trump's emergency petition to block his upcoming sentencing in the criminal case New York versus Trump, often called his hush money case. The decision clears the way for Trump's sentencing to proceed as scheduled on Friday, January 10th. Trump had asked the high court on Wednesday to halt the sentencing. The case stems from a conviction for falsifying business records related to payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. In its ruling, the Supreme Court stated, first, alleged evidentiary violations at President-elect Trump's state court trial can be addressed in the ordinary course on appeal. Second, the burden that sentencing will impose on the president-elect's responsibilities is relatively insubstantial in light of the trial court's stated intent to impose a sentence of unconditional discharge after a brief virtual hearing. Trump responded to the high court's ruling Thursday evening from his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He said he thought it was a fair decision and later thanked the justices on Truth Social for their time and effort. Trump is expected to appear virtually for Friday morning's sentencing hearing. Judge Juan Merchan, who presides over the case, has already indicated that Trump will not be sentenced to prison time. Instead, he will receive a sentence of unconditional discharge, meaning no punishment will be imposed. Trump has maintained his innocence in the case, and his lawyers have already appealed the ruling.